Today, Kevin Shortsleeve is introducing us to a unique kind of hero, just in time for the holidays.
Christmas traditions and holiday festivities have long been associated with words like merry, joy, and celebration. The word loser, however, hardly comes to mind when thinking of one's favorite Christmas carols. The truth is, though, that one of the most enduring meanings of Christmas is derived from the experiences of the loser hero, the wicked, the unlucky, and the forgotten. In secular Christmas tradition, perhaps the most well-known character from literature is Ebenezer Scrooge, whose gloomy, wretched persona is the focal point of Dickens' novella, A Christmas Carol. And today, what Christmas would be complete without a visit from that nasty, horrible Grinch who stole Christmas? Charlie Brown, too, that self-described blockhead loser who messes everything up, happens also to be the star of the Christmas special that is one of the most popular of the holiday season. And don't forget George Bailey, the loser hero from It's a Wonderful Life, as he stands on the bridge, looking down at the raging river, wishing he had never been born. And then there are the poor and homeless who figure so prominently in Christmas legend, from the poor man gathering wood in the old carol Good King Wenceslas, to the homeless man that Roy Orbison sings about in his Christmas song, Pretty Paper, whom downtown shoppers hustle by in a rush to get their shopping done. C.S. Lewis, the author of The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, noted that Christianity is a religion in which the most wonderful things in life are said to come from the commonest places. Might we say, then, blessed are the meek, Charlie Brown? And in America, ever since the American Revolution, we've had a tradition of rooting for the underdog, as Emma Lazarus's inscription reads on the Statue of Liberty, "Give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free, the wretched refuse of your teeming shore. Send these, the homeless, tempest-tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." In these words, we hear not only a meaning for America, but a meaning that we may extend to the spirit of Christmas. And that inscription from the Statue of Liberty sounds, in fact, very like an old Christmas tradition, in which families set one extra place at the Christmas dinner table, just in case someone needy or lonely should appear at their door. Our songs, our films, our old tales, and even our symbols of liberty tell us, then, that in the best Christmases, there must be a haven for the luckless, the homeless, the tempest-tossed, and any who suffer and are yearning to breathe free.